Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
She says, I pray God sends him long to reign over you. For a gentler nor a more merciful creature. Never.
I thought it would get here early today, but it sounds pretty good. Cousin Linda's on. We're going to cut to the chase and talk about hot topics. So many hot topics. Every day there's hot topics going on in our personal lives and here in America and around the world. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. If you listen live or if you listen to the archive shows, and you can listen to every show that's ever broadcast since March 21st, 2011. And you might can hear some chirping because the love birds are up and they are chirping pretty loudly. So hopefully they will tone it down in a few. Because in London's on air, happy birthday to me and all August babies. I have a birthday coming up on Wednesday. So just, and also want to send out condolences. Jackson, Mississippi, Hines County. If you all haven't heard worldwide, we have lost our sheriff, Hines County Sheriff Lee Vance. Yes, we have, and it has been a sad moment, a sad time. We have lost so many as a result of COVID, as a result of many other situations, not to mention the pandemic that are going on with the crime and the homicides across America. Ever since Cousin Linda and I talked about, it's been a hot topic, but if you all have noticed, listeners, since we mentioned the violence across America, it has been a hot topic on many TV shows and programs around the country, the violence in America and the violence around the world. We got to come together and figure something out. We got to figure something out, putting God first. Cousin Linda and I talked about we meet. Something's got to happen. Miracles must happen. Spiritually, coming together in the physical, people putting money behind programs to help alleviate the crime and help to get people motivated to do more positive things in their lives instead of losing their temper or just going out being criminals. And also, most importantly also, there are those of us that defend our police, but also there are bad apples that we need to get off of our police forces also, and we do know this also. So I had no idea what I would open the show with, but those are just some things that are ramblingly coming off the top of my head, no joke. Would like to shout out, of course, Native U.S., Canada. Right now, U.S. listeners are 71.43%. Canada, 23%, almost 24%. Germany, 2%, almost 3%. And India, 1%, almost 2% of the listening shares of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So a big shout out to those countries in every village, every city, every town, every island, wherever you are. Cousin Linda and I appreciate you all tuning in, listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So I'm going to give the floor to Cousin Linda and let her lead the show on the topics that we need to discuss. Delta variant is reared its ugly head in the States, and it is just sad what's going on. And I hear another variant that Cousin Linda mentions often is the, what is the Lambda, the variant from Brazil. I hear that that is the next variant that CDC and other medical professionals are watching closely, not because of how it will spread, but because when it does hit, it is very resilient. Hello, Cousin Linda. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Cousin Bethany. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you on this Sunday.
Good, right, good. Hello, yes, I saw that, and I hate to say forget, I always think that your birthday for some reason is in the last part of August, and it's the middle. I don't know why.
Right.
I get that confused every year.
Cousin Rhonda's is August the 5th. Cousin Gary is the day before mine. And Cousin Trent, Cousin Trent, his birthday is August 5th in the later part. And Doris' daughter, our cousin Doris' daughter, LaWanda, her birthday is the day after Trent's. And then my late sister, who you were very close to, Diane, her birthday is September 1st.
That might be why I forget. It was so many of y'all, kind of like me,
right,
and some of the other members. We're
not
born
to mention
in November.
Grandma's birthday is what, August the 19th or 18th?
No, you mean Grandmother Maddie?
Yes.
Yeah, hers is August 19th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your cousin Lois is August the 18th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have, yes, just within our family alone, we have so many.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I keep wanting to put you down on the 25th. I just don't know.
Maybe because Trent and I were kind of rather close. Maybe because of that.
I remember where I was when you were born. I was out in West Jackson visiting some friends, and we somehow got word that you were born, and I remember when Trent was born because we went out to Jackson State to the hospital to visit him when he was a little
baby. And I love the stories about him being such a tiny baby.
Yeah, he weighed 2 pounds and looked like a little skint bird.
And then he grew up to be a gentle giant.
What I declare. And when Mildred brought him home, you still couldn't hold him like a normal baby. You had to put him on like a little satin throw pillow.
Oh.
And walk around with the pillow. Mm-hmm. It was a good little while, but boy, once he did start growing.
Right. Oh, well, it's good to know where you were when I was born at St. Dominic Hospital. Yes. Hospital is who administered my Pfizer shot, my COVID shot, too.
Okay.
And I told the nurses that, too. Like, I was born at the St. Dominic.
Mm-hmm. That was a very, very, I don't want to say famous, but I guess it was the most popular hospital in Jackson. That's where the, if you wanted to be kind of elite or if you were somebody, you went to St. Dominic. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening. I heard that elite part, and you know I want to hear that.
Oh, I was saying that. The St. Dominic was at that time considered where the elite people went. If you were, I don't want to say had money, but the St. Dominic was the number one hospital. Baptist was the second one. And then the universities, what we called UMMC, it was just University Hospital, that was number three. Mm-hmm. So you were born at the Creme de la Creme Hospital.
Oh, I know I felt special and elite. They told me they were very strict, and I thought just because it was a Catholic hospital, but I didn't know because it was considered to be elite also.
Yeah, that's where you wanted to go if you, I don't know, if you were, like I said, considered to have money or to be at the top of the food chain or whatever, that's just where you wanted to go.
Yo, that's good to know. Yes.
Mhm. Mhm. It might still
because,
be that way. Hmm.
I think it is still that way. I come to think of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's who administered my COVID shot. So yes. Cousin Linda, you know how to call it. Now the variant that is being watched is the one you usually mention during the show, the one from Brazil. Was the variant called Lambda?
I believe so. That's what I saw on the news. They were giving them Greek alphabet names.
Right. So all reputable shows that I have been watching and news media that I have been reading have stated that that is the one that's being watched too.
Mm-hmm.
Because of its resilience. Not because that it probably was spread, but it's resilience. So I guess it takes a long time. I guess the resilience means it takes longer to overcome.
Yeah, I'm looking online here. It says how many COVID variants are there, and the World Health Organization has designated variants Eta, Iota, Kappa, and Lambda variants of interest, and is tracking 13 additional variants that originated in the U.S., Brazil, the Philippines, Indonesia, Colombia, and other nations, and that was just 3 days ago. So I think we have something to worry about.
What did you say about worrying about?
I think we have to be concerned, and this is giving, to me, it's giving us cause to worry. When you see all these people on TV who are congregating in mass numbers without masks, and people who have not been vaccinated, and they're making this out to be such a trivial issue. And it's kind of frightening to me because even though I've had both of my shots, I had the Pfizer shots, I'm still concerned because, you know, they're saying you can still get COVID. You just don't suffer nearly as badly. But I'm concerned about all people who don't take precautions because when you go in the stores now, you don't see the hand sanitizer, and a lot of places no longer have the cleaning fluids there for you. So at first I was just being paranoid, but no, I think we have a lot to be concerned about.
And many people do not want to wear their mask also.
And that's what's so silly to me.
Many people don't wear their mask either.
Yeah, that's the main thing they're complaining about. And I just can't understand that. I'm sure you can find a comfortable mask. A lot of people say they can't breathe. Well, it is difficult to breathe in some of them. But I found a lot of them that it's not difficult to breathe while wearing one.
Right. You have to find your match. Right. Because I can't breathe in, but then I have found that there are matches that I can breathe in.
Yeah,
mainly the ones
that
you cover your nose and your mouth, you know, those full ones. Yeah.
Well, the least expensive ones that I purchased are the most comfortable because I bought a bunch of those NK95s, I think. And Now, for me, they are not as comfortable because they don't seem to be as big as the cheaper ones. But if I'm going somewhere just, you know, to like one of the big box stores, or if I'm going inside a convenience store, I feel very comfortable and safe wearing some of my cheaper masks. But if I were going into, say, a hospital or visit an assisted living facility or something, I think I'd wear one of the N95.
Right. And you can breathe, those seem easier to breathe in. And you're right, and those that that you might pay a little bit more for, but they're comfortable.
Yeah, I don't have a problem wearing a mask.
Yeah, but, you know, it's worth it. It's our lives to keep us healthier.
Yeah, and you see where they're having that big motorcycle convention again in South Dakota?
Oh, my goodness.
And they were interviewing some of the people there who were giving all kind of not really good explanations as to why they're not vaccinated. They don't know what's in it. And I was watching Joy Ann Reid on MSNBC when she was saying people say they don't know what's in the vaccine. She said, you don't know what's in Fruit Loops, but you eat them. And
exactly.
That's true. You know, a lot of stuff that we take into our bodies, we don't know what's in it. But we still consume it.
Exactly.
People are still smoking cigarettes. And you still have people taking illegal drugs. They don't know what's in that, but they don't have a problem with it. And I hate to be this way, but I just think it's political. You have that group of people, yeah, on the far right who are just adamant that they're going to, you know, when they started spreading that propaganda, for lack of a better word, they just
right.
don't want to say, well, wrong, I made a mistake, so they keep on with it.
Right, and like here, we've lost Lee Vance, who's 833 product and Jackson State product also, like you, and I mean, he's our sitting sheriff, so the funeral is planned at the Coliseum, and I hear that it was the Delta variant. I mean, at first when they announced he had passed away, they didn't say COVID, but, you know, he had been diagnosed with COVID, and Tyree Jones also of Hinds County had been diagnosed, and but we've lost him, and so the funeral is going to be at the Coliseum. People are coming from around the world, around the country. I know law enforcement and all those that love him from near and far, but it fears me, too, that would be a super spreader, too.
Think so.
So they're begging people to wear their masks. So, you know,
and
yeah.
Hand sanitizer at the doors.
Right. And
people
yes,
forget,
they need to do their part,
you know,
too.
They forget
and sanitizers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I hope it's set up where people can social distance. Because I can just imagine it's going to be like a concert. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we lost him because of that. I hate for more people to get it also. There should be something,
sure,
somewhere they can put screens outside or do, I'm sure it'll be televised or at least on Facebook Live. I'm sure it'll be televised too on the local news network. But yes, they should set up big screens outside too so some people can watch it from their vehicles.
Yeah, and you see that congressman who had just gotten elected in Louisiana died from it, and his wife won his seat in an election. But
why?
He didn't want to get vaccinated. I think he died a week before he finally decided to get the vaccine.
Right.
But you've seen people on TV who are almost on ventilators who were saying, get the vaccine. Now, these were naysayers in the beginning. But once they came down with it, they're begging people to get vaccinated.
Right, my significant other. From the beginning, we supposed to be getting our shots together. Terry still haven't gotten his shot. He said he's ready for it, but I'm hoping we can't pressure people, but I'm hoping. Vance had his shot, and so you know some that haven't had their shots. You know, they're like, well, look, some people had their shots, and look what happened. But it's still, what was the congressman? Another lawmaker had it a couple of weeks ago. He caught it on a yacht or something. Oh, out boating. And he said he's so glad he had his shot. I think is it a Republican or Democrat? Like you were saying, this cross party lines. We don't even, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Which one?
And I don't know if he had his shot.
He said, because if he had not had his shot, he would have been sicker.
I was watching a movie a few months ago, and I'm sure it was a fictional movie, and there was an outbreak of, I think it was smallpox in New York. This lady had traveled down to Cuba. Yeah, this was way back in the 50s. She had traveled down to Cuba to smuggle some drugs for her boyfriend, and that's where she picked up the virus. And she brought it back to New York, and they couldn't figure out where people got it from, and people were dying. And then they traced it to her and found out what it was. And at first, people didn't want to get vaccinated for it. But then when the, I think it was the mayor of New York, who was telling people how serious it was and you could die from it. And so they didn't have enough needles to give inoculations. And the mayor was telling the people who own sewing machine factories to get busy and manufacture needles. And they got that vaccine pretty much like Donald Trump got the warp speed for us to get vaccinated with Pfizer and Moderna. And after people really found out, you know, that you could die from this and a horrible death at that, you could see the people just rolling up their sleeves like, I want the shot, I want the shot. But I don't know, for some reason it's not catching on here. And I said, but I don't understand, because, you know, a lot of people were saying that Donald Trump had told them not to get vaccinated. I said, well, he and his wife ended up getting vaccinated, even though he had COVID. He, in the end, ended up getting the shot, he and his wife. And I said, what's the matter with the other people?
And his wife was a proponent from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So it just doesn't make sense to me. I can't fathom why people are still saying, I'm not going to get it. You know, you're hurting yourself as well as maybe your family members or your neighbors, your coworkers. Now, I was reluctant when it
first came on the news story about the lady? You see the news story about the lady in ICU? You see the story about the lady in ICU begging her doctor to give her the shot, and the doctor told her it was too late, and she died
She died
a couple hours later, and she said, well, be sure my kids get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she thought the shot would reverse.
Probably. And now you have children going back to school, and they are not vaccinated, 12 and under, and you've got parents fighting, don't want them to wear masks. And I said,
now, what are your thoughts about that? They're going back to school here tomorrow.
Well,
and some are probably already back in Texas, right?
Yeah, they started last week, some of them. If I had children in school, I wouldn't want them to be attending right about now in person. I guess I'd have to try to get them homeschooled or hire some tutors or something, because I just would not want my children in that environment. And it's so funny. Remember last year when you would go into the grocery stores, they had these kids?
I don't feel comfortable either regarding kids going to school. Now, adults going back to school, adults, I mean, vaccinated. Kids are not vaccinated.
Yeah, but everybody seems to be thinking that this is over rather than getting worse, because remember last year when you go in the stores and they'd have these huge pieces of plexiglass that were separating you from the cashier and maintaining social distance and all that? Well, now I don't even know why they bother to have the little plexiglass, because it's such a small piece. They've removed that huge panel and put up a little tiny panel.
Right.
So they're acting like everything's back to normal.
Right. But there is, people still must remember, still it's airborne.
Mm-hmm.
There's still another important fact.
Yeah, you've seen all the people that's having to congregate at the airports due to canceled flights. And sooner or later,
oh
they're
my
probably
God,
going to turn their... Yeah, they're probably going to let their guard down. And how many of those people have enough masks to last them? Because they didn't know they were going to be stuck for days, almost a week at the airport. So they probably didn't have enough masks. And I don't know if the airport has enough to furnish everybody that's there.
Right. When I watch the media, I just see a bunch of people packed together like sardines.
Yes. No social distancing.
Right. And that's how, and you're right, that's been happening a lot. Airports, you know, even on the public transportation here, masks are required, but they have cut out the social distancing. You know, so that's scary, because Jackson is one city that is still mandated. And is it still mandated? Does Johnson still mandate it in Dallas? Or is it just like government buildings?
No, not even the government buildings. The governor over here has mandated that you don't have to wear a mask in public buildings.
You know, Kate Reed said the same thing. City of Jackson, Lumumba is like, Mayor Lumumba still say, well, regardless of what the governor say, the city of Jackson is going to, you know, going to executive order wearing masks. So regardless of what the governor says, Lumumba still, so I was wondering if Johnson was the same way, but he's going ahead with, going along with Abbott.
Yeah. And I think Abbott is just trying to score brownie points with the Trump group.
Because I know Abbott and Reeves, they were the first two. But Lumumba was like, but Jackson is going to be wearing it.
Don't forget Ron DeSantis in Florida.
And I'm dead. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, somebody else that shocked me that haven't had their COVID shot, but I guess they have had it now since they've been diagnosed with it. Vicksburg is the other city that's strict here in Mississippi. The mayor of Vicksburg, George Flags, he was diagnosed with COVID too. His days of quarantine is almost up, and he had not had his vaccination shot. So I'm wondering, did he get a shot, or maybe he can't. Some people can't get the COVID shot because of underlying conditions.
Well, they need to be really, really isolated from the public. Because if you have a compromised immune system, I think it's too dangerous for you to be around other people. And then they're talking about flu season will soon be coming. So... I don't know. I kind of thought that we were on the road to eliminating this problem, but it seems to be getting worse.
I did too. I thought so too. That Delta variant, it came out right after most of us got our vaccination shots. But we do have good news. The country is at 50% plus.
Mm-hmm.
Of those that are vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think
if you're listening, you all, please call in. We have about 10 more minutes of live streaming. Call in and share your comments with us at 516-595-8255.
5-6, my own number. You gave the wrong number.
516-595-8256. My apologies, right.
It's 516-595-8255. So that's what I'm calling is 8255.
Oh, I did say it right the first time. Okay, I did say it right the first time. And in my description, I put 5-6. Okay, so I did say it right the first time. My bad. Mm. Oh, no, wait a second. 5-5, 5-6. But, wow. So,
well, since
are we back? Just to change. Let's see. Is there anything else we would like to talk about on COVID? Because I want to find out if you're back being a Cowboys fan.
No, you know, I gave up on them a long time ago. And didn't they lose the other night to the Pittsburgh Steelers in that exhibition game?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they lost their first exhibition game to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And that is when I fell in love with the Cowboys, when they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl, 77? Oh, wow.
A
preseason.
I don't know what's wrong
with
the Cowboys.
Wow.
They get
the talent. I love the Cowboys and the Saints, and I just think they were both – I wish both teams would get it right.
Well, I was a huge Pittsburgh Steeler fan when I moved to Dallas, and since because I used to love the Houston Oilers, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Dallas Cowboys. I liked all of them the same. And when I moved to Dallas, I said, well, giving my allegiance to the Dallas Cowboys. And after Jerry Jones came on the scene and purchased them and got Jimmy Johnson for the coach, and we won back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, because I was happy with them that first year. I think they were about 15-1 that first year. They didn't do anything their first year. It was embarrassing. And that second year when Jimmy Johnson got everybody straight, and then that third year when they hit another Super Bowl, you know, it was just cowboy mania. But then Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson. And to me, it's just been downhill ever since. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl, too, but everybody says, well, that was after Jimmy Johnson had got that team in order. So it really wasn't hard for Barry Switzer, because I liked Barry Switzer as a coach. But after that, I mean, they've had so many coaches now,
I can't even remember
the name of them. Huh?
I said, yes, I love Switzer as a coach. He was just so debonair.
Yeah, I liked him a lot, too. Yeah, he was tall, slim, good-looking. But, I mean, when they started getting coached,
and
like,
he would blast
Chance
him out. You're right. He would blast him out, too. He knew how to be a gentleman, but then he knew how to be a coach.
Yeah. But, yeah, when they start, I don't even know. Who is the coach now? I don't even know who their coach is.
Is it McCarthy?
Who? I don't know. Don't get me to tell the story.
I think McCarthy.
Because
not a fan at all.
Didn't they get rid of a coach last year? Redheaded guy?
Yes. Yeah. Oh yes. Who you know moved up the ranks, Jason? But because I watched the press conference and everything. The coach, I thought his name was McCarthy. He was big time coach for other teams.
Is this his first season?
Second season. Last year was first. And I'm excited about Jason Kidd being the new coach for the Mavericks. So do you think we have any hope with him? Yes.
I don't want to get all excited for the Mavericks because I've been let down by them too long.
You know I'm excited. I am super excited.
Well, I've learned to just, you know, just go along. Because after
They're talking about Dak. In the media, they're talking about how Dak is trying to get himself together so he can play good. And Mike McCarthy, look, I had to text his cousin Linda. You're right. They hire him and fire him. You know?
McCarthy is. It's like a revolving door. By the time I learn the name, he's gone. So yeah, I'm not excited about the upcoming football Cowboys season. Because when I do try to, you know, get a little excited about them, they'll win maybe two or three games in a row, and then it's downhill after that. They start losing again.
Right. You're right. And I don't even – look, I don't see any articles about the loss. So you're right. They don't even want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys,
they don't even
want to
talk about that. The article's not even coming up. The article's not even coming up. They focus on the future games. They're like, forget that. We lost that. We won't talk about that.
Let's see. Here's something on Google. Cowboys McCarthy, first NFL coach fired due to Jerry's itchy trigger finger. Will early season performance dictate Mike McCarthy's future in Dallas? Of course it will. Jerry Jones.
Oh, my God. I hope because he lost to the preseason first game, I hope they're not ready to fire him, Lord.
Well,
you're right. They hired
him. Because Jerry Jones is going to continue to coach. And he doesn't know anything about coaching.
Oh, my goodness. Where the Saints? The Saints have changed the name of the Superdome from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome to the Caesars. You know, Caesars Entertainment Casino.
Oh, really?
Caesars Superdome. They've changed the name of the dome.
I remember before big business started taking over in sports, when you just had the names of the stadiums, you know, Lambeau Field, Wrigley Field, and whatever. But now it's Globe Life Park and State Farm Arena, AT&T Stadium. I don't know. I just lost interest.
And like in Dallas, American Airlines, like home of the Mavericks, American Airlines Center.
Right. What? I just hate the
anymore. It's like big business.
When
you hear those big corporation corporate names, you think big business. You don't think sports anymore. I see what you're saying. And one of our favorites in America and the world is sports.
And then remember back in the days when the sports arenas, I guess, were kind of almost publicly owned. And now we give all these tax abatements or tax rebates or whatever to the owner who comes in and says, well, I'm going to contribute $5 billion and it's going to make the city better and this and that. And we end up giving them all this free stuff, making them richer and richer. And it's almost, I don't know how people can afford. How can people afford to go to these sporting events? The parking is outrageous. The price of food is outrageous. So, and then
because I've seen a story where a young man sold his car. Right.
A man did.
Saw where a young man sold. I seen a story where a young man had sold his car to go to the NBA final game, and then he still and he don't regret it either. But now he's without a car still. He probably have a new car now. I'm sure somebody raised money for him to get a car. But sold his car just to buy tickets to go to that NBA final game.
Well, if I couldn't watch it at home for free, I wouldn't have seen it. Because it just doesn't seem like they're concerned about the fans anymore. And we're the ones
right.
who make them watch the other fans. Because I don't spend any money on them. I have all kinds of Dallas Cowboys memorabilia. I used to spend a lot of, I used to spend money on Cowboys. And my mother used to spend
me when you
she
told me you were selling stuff on eBay. You shocked me when you said you were selling stuff on eBay. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, and my mother used to send me this Dallas Cowboys stuff, and now, you know, it's just something I've got, and I'm not going to give it away. If I can sell it, I will, but I certainly am not proud of it.
Right. But you make a good point. Like with the holidays, the billion-dollar corporations have taken over with the holidays, the true meaning of holidays, and now with sports, they're not fan-driven anymore.
No, and you
it's not fan-driven.
You can tell by the amount of commercials, because it doesn't make sense for a 60-minute football game to last 2.5 to 3 hours, because you've got to sit through all these mindless commercials.
Right. Oh, yes. And these commercials, oh, my goodness. They spend billions of dollars to make them.
Yeah, some of them are so stupid. So
and
then really
the networks have to pay trillions of dollars to air them. Wow.
So.
And they go, and they work, because we go out and buy whatever product or service they are selling.
Y'all do. I buy what I normally buy.
I say we, I can feel you and some listeners saying, not all of us.
No.
When
I can't tell you when I've seen something advertised on TV that I actually want to go out and purchase. It's
right.
rare that I would want to go purchase something. But once upon a time, yeah,
what?
When a new item came out or a service or something, yeah, I was curious about it. And some people I know used to have to have, they had to be the first, as we say, the first kid on the block to get so-and-so.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Like
yeah,
some people
not,
have to have the newest iPhone, the newest pair of Jordans, the newest Michael Kors bag.
Yeah.
Right.
But not me.
Exactly. Wow. Oh. And I'm thinking, well, there's story that I wanted to talk about, but I need to do more research on. There's a hockey player out there where he's getting a divorce, and his ex-wife, soon-to-be ex, is outing him for gambling.
For gambling?
So, yes. And so just like we talk about the enhancement drugs, and we mentioned a little bit about insider gambling, there's this hockey player who his ex-wife is outing him, saying that he does insider gambling, betting, bets.
On his
on his own team and other games. Yes, she said that even he have Even if you know how, what is it when they let a game go, you know, when they lose a game on purpose? She even goes as far as that, and he said that is not true, and that is just a dirty divorce. So I need to do more research on that topic and maybe get somebody in sports to come and talk with us about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm surprised you haven't seen that story, but I'm like, oh my goodness, who's telling the truth? Is it really like a Kramer versus Kramer situation, or is it some truth?
Well, it might be a hint of truth in it.
Let me see if I can pull it up right quick.
Yeah, she could be a woman scorned, She could be a woman scorned, or she could actually be telling the truth. We don't know.
Right. So I can't wait to see how that turns out. You know, that's what the hockey player is saying. It's just an angry wife. And that is not true at all. Wife. Cheating. Let's see if it'll pop up. Because it's a big story. Yeah. NHL Sharks, Evander Kane's wife claims he threw games to pay off gambling debt and cheated on her. You're right, when it comes, and she said all this on Instagram, and he's a beautiful couple, interracial couple, but pretty beautiful couple, and I think they have kids too. But she went off on Instagram. Kane's wife claims he tanked his own team's game to pay off a massive gambling debt, and also cheated on her for a Los Angeles model. So you make a good point. Is she telling the truth, or is she just mad because he's been cheating on her with the model?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll find out. TMZ will keep us informed.
TMZ, I hope you're listening to us. Keep us informed. Yes,
yeah.
I love TMZ. And I love it. They added TMZ Sports, you know, like maybe 5 years ago, and I'm like, they really getting in good. Now they get a sports news.
They've taken the place of the National Enquirer, because I used to wait for the National Enquirer to break the story or come up with what actually happened. People used to criticize the Enquirer, but they pretty much had inside information.
Right.
I
know your mom and my mom, and I love the Enquirer. As a little girl, I loved the Enquirer. That was legit news.
Yeah, it really was.
Some of it might have been gossip. It really was, because they really did. And some people were like, well, they play their sources. Well, yeah, they're paying for, like, really good information.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's been going on forever. And a lot of times stars would call the Enquirer, you know, because they wanted publicity. They would actually call the Enquirer and say,
well,
we're gonna, I'm going
that
to...
But that's the thing that I like about them. I noticed it.
Huh?
That's one reason why I love the Enquirer, too. I noticed that many stars and celebrities would provide them with information.
Mm-hmm.
They will provide them with information. If you're going to hear it, you're going to hear it from me.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoy, too. And you the same. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, their ownership changed. And then they pretty much, to me, they got too political. And were so pro to the right and so anti-left. Until I just couldn't take it anymore. I stopped reading them. But I used to be over at Walmart.
Who lost
I used to be at Walmart
him?
Every Thursday.
Was it Michael Jackson? Did Joan Rivers sue him too? I know Michael Jackson sued him.
Joan Rivers was a big fan of the Enquirer one while.
Now, the only fan of theirs, right?
One of the people who sued them legitimately, and this was a long time ago, was Carol Burnett, because they claimed she was drunk out in public.
I think
at a
restaurant. I'm thinking of a comedian, but you're right. Joan Rivers was a big supporter. I was thinking of a comedian, a female comedian. Yes.
Yeah, it was Carol Burnett. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I would say about 90% of what they published was true.
Yes. But you're right, TMZ broke the Kobe Bryant story. If I'm not mistaken, when I was on my lunch hour when I was at the casino when Prince passed away, I believe when I logged onto that computer in our break area, I think that was TMZ that broke the story. That was the first news media outlet I seen that Prince was found unresponsive in Paisley Park. And I'm like, what? What? So
yeah.
TMZ takes a lot of stories before main, well, they're now part of main media, but before any of the networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. They break stories way before the media outlet.
Yeah, because like I said, I think they got people on the payroll for certain celebrities. I think they be hanging out with certain celebrities, and probably, I don't know, I'm just speculating, but it seems like TMZ got somebody at every celebrity's house, every sports figure's house, so something happens, they know it, and they're releasing it, and it's true.
You're
and they have photographs and footage.
Right. It's like, where did you get that footage from?
Yeah, that quick.
Like, how did you all get that footage?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a second. And then they're legit. You never hear them getting lawsuits either. And well, it pays an attorney, too. But, wow, you make a good point. Because they have the footage and they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye will go straight to them any day. And go straight to them and tell them what's on his mind. Kanye West, he's one friend. He's like Joan Rivers at the Enquirer. He will go straight to them and tell them everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, we've lost some celebrities too.
What'd you say?
I said we've lost a couple of celebrities in the music business.
Oh, my goodness.
Thomas from Kool and the Gang.
Who?
DT, David Thomas, I think, from Kool and the Gang.
I had not heard that, Cousin Linda. You breaking me news live on air.
I posted it.
Are you?
Yep, I was.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I had not heard.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
He just died. I don't know if he had been sick. Let's see here. DT Thomas, saxophonist for Kool and the Gang, dies at 70.
Mm.
And he was that flamboyant guy that used to really be dancing a bunch, even though he was.
That's what
saxophone.
I remember. The words got out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, isn't that the one that used to be dancing and swinging the sax? Oh, my God.
Yep.
I love his performance.
Yeah, and he knew he was cutting up, too. Known for his hip clothes and hats. Uh-huh. He also was the group's wardrobe style. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, And he was real slender. He used to wear his shirts, like, open down to the navel back in the day. I remember him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I even posted some videos.
You're telling me breaking news that I didn't even know about. And anybody that know me know I love Cooling the Game, too. I love Cooling the Game very much. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to start tagging you 70. Again.
That's 70 is still young. 70 is still young. You expect people to live to be 90.
You tell me about
100.
It.
Oh, my God. I had not heard, and I didn't see your post.
Yeah, and I played two songs with him in it because it's Celebration and because it highlighted him in the video, and one was like a live kind of so-called live performance on some TV show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow. And then an extra passed away, too. I cannot think his name, but I love him in TV shows and movies. You might know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
I can't remember either because, I mean, it was so many people that I knew and had been friends with that died over the last week. And it looked like
every time I wanted you to take time out to recognize the many friends that you have lost, too.
Ooh, in the last few days, just tons of them. Clarence Bay Brother Hopkins, just the other day, Jesse Gary, Felix Thurman.
Yeah, I knew him. He's a former neighbor, and I thought he had beat cancer. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of my classmates, Harold Hardy, like I said, he was married to your neighbor, Ruby Proctor. She's back in Jackson. She's been in Jackson several years now.
And I mentioned it to Beverly, and she said she had not heard. I mentioned it to my sister Beverly, and she said she had not heard. Because I guess she talked to Ruby. She said she had not heard.
Yeah,
she said she hadn't heard about it.
He used to be a good friend of Doris's, too, because he would ask me about Doris from time to time. And I told him that, you know, I didn't really hear from Doris. But, yeah, they were good friends when we were at Lanier, because Doris and Ruby Lee were good friends. And I used to talk to him on the phone. He used to keep on a regular basis, but I hadn't talked to him lately. And I was just really shocked when I saw that he had passed. So when a celebrity would come across,
Well, I thought it was a couple more.
I'm sure it is, but it's like I said, it's been so many of them until I can't even think of all of them now.
Definitely sending you and your classmates condolences. Do you remember Roscoe? Beverly told me that Cousin Stanley called and mentioned that Cousin Roscoe passed away. Not Cousin Roscoe, but he was like family, that Roscoe passed away. They used to live on Rondo Street in Georgetown.
Wasn't he one of Chris's friends?
Yes. He was very close with Christopher Dale.
Chris.
He was the one whose younger brother had drowned in the town creek. Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I used
that.
To bump into him, and I have been wanting to see him, too. And he was found past deceased at his home. I don't know what happened.
Well,
I think it was the same.
So
I'm like 833 have experienced many losses also alone. We're near high school, have lost many products.
Yeah, and they're younger and younger.
Right. Because one while I was losing many classmates, and I was like, oh, my God, what is going on? And I used to ask, like, my mom, your mom, Aunt Christine, I used to ask them, what is it that we're not doing right? And they mentioned what you often mention, too, our diet. The way we eat, they don't stress out like we do. Like, well, I won't say we, but like most people, let stress affect them. I always put it in the hands of the Lord. But this is crazy. I mean, we should be living 90 and 100.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't be passing away at 50, 70 years old. And even with COVID, we should have built up immune systems. And one medical professional told me recently that it's important for us to have our antibodies built up. And I figured that had, I figured that was the same as your immune system. But she said it's important to get a test to find out about your level, your antibodies. Well, make sure they're built.
And a problem with some things is Americans are over-medicated because you take a pill for everything. And then we get too clean, as they say. You know, antibacterial.
Speaking of
friends
and many others. Right.
Yeah, I had seen something years ago.
You're right, medication.
Yeah, and when antibacterial soaps came out and antibacterial everything, bacterial rather, they were saying, well, you need some germs. You don't want to kill all of the germs in your body because that will take away from your immune system and you won't be able to fight off a virus or a germ or whatever if your immune system gets too weak. And you can get a weakened immune system from stress and from over-medication and by using too many antibacterial products.
Right.
They were saying children do need to be outside and play and get in the dirt and the grass and get all that stuff so they can build up their little immunities because if you keep them in a sterile environment, their body won't be able to fight off germs. Now, this is stuff I read. I don't know how true it is.
Right. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. So cleanliness, but also you gotta live. You gotta live until your immune system.
Yeah, you gotta be exposed to some uncleanliness so it can strengthen your immune system.
Right.
Because I don't know about you, but when we were coming along, we used to play in the mud, play along creek banks, and you know, just be outdoors quite a bit.
You mentioned Cousin Trent and I, we would play make mud pies and do the yard and just take little hikes throughout the neighborhood with all our other friends and with Cousin Michael and all that. Right, you got to live.
I remember Trent's mother was telling me that when he would come home, it looked like he had been digging ditches. Said, Trent, where have you been? He said he would be muddied.
This door right here. We would make all kind of mud pies and play with all kind of bugs and everything. I love my long dresses and being prissy, but when I got with Cousin Trent and Cousin Michael, oh my God. Mud and sweat.
Yeah.
You're right. Let the kids live a little.
Yeah, playing and all that stuff. Because we used to play on vacant lots, and we'd lie down in the grass. We'd search for four-leaf clovers and just do all kinds of stuff that children can't do these days. I guess because it's too dangerous. I don't know. But I know they spend a lot of time inside on PDAs and social media and all kinds of stuff rather than, you know, being outside.
Right. Mhm. Well, so Cousin London, I definitely send the students that are going back and the parents and the guardians much love. You know, it takes a village, and so we're part of the village, and we're definitely, you all that are listening, we are sending you all the best wishes as possible, teachers and educators and principals because many of our friends are educators, retired and not retired, principals and teachers. I have friends that are counting their days to retirement in years. I got 5 more years, got 7 more years, you know. And many of our friends are recently retired, but they still concerned. We all are concerned. So we have to do what we can do to face.
Yep.
And do our part for successful school years. I know with these sports too, a lot of kids excited to get back for academic reasons, but also sports are very important for many people, adults and kids too. But it's important for us to put safety first. So what are your thoughts regarding Jack and Coach Prime, Cousin Linda?
I haven't seen anything on Coach Prime. What's he up to?
Coach Prime is super excited. And so I'm hoping that I believe his goal is to get Jackson State and SWAC back to being what you and I were talking about earlier, fan-driven. I haven't been to a game in ages, but I'm looking forward to attending a few. But fan-driven.
I think
he's a coach that really cares. He is a celebrity former player himself, but I believe he truly cares. He's working hard with the kids, not just using a status of who he is or what he's bringing his work ethics as a former player and being a successful player to his coaching job at Jackson State.
Well, I had seen something online that said that the fan base was kind of dwindling. So I don't know if that's because Jackson State hadn't won a lot of games lately. But maybe Deion Sanders, Coach Prime can generate.
I was about to correct you. I think it's a must.
It's a must to say Coach Prime. Well, I mean, these folks go through all these names. I remember when he was Prime Time. So we can't keep up with all these name changes and stuff. It's kind of Puff Daddy.
Right. I partied at Club Prime Time one time.
I remember when they had a club over here in Dallas.
When
he
first arrived in Dallas, it was Club Prime Time.
But remember when P. Diddy had all them different names? Puffy, Puff Daddy.
Right.
P. Diddy, Sean Puffy
Combs.
And
still changing his name.
Yeah.
Because I think it's Love now.
And Snoop Dogg went from Snoop Doggy Dogg to Snoop. I'm like, I can't keep up with these folks' names. Get a name and stick with it.
Right.
So y'all, Coach Prime, I guess that's his name.
I hope he wins like Coach Gordon did. I hope he's like Coach Gordon.
Well, he's got to get some talent, too. And, you know, the sad thing is a lot of the talent doesn't go to the HBCUs. They go to the SEC and the other major universities and colleges.
Right, and that's what upsets Coach Prime. And so he's like, we need to be recognized, and these kids need to get opportunities just like their other peers at other schools.
Mm-hmm. Well,
So he's working hard on them to get recognized and to go up the echelon just the same way as the SEC and the other schools. The Pac-12?
The Big 12 or something over here, Texas and OU are pulling out of the Big 12 or whatever. So, but then it's all about money.
Right.
Rather than the players and the fans, it's about dollars. You know? What about what?
Right. And I think he is, even though he has that Primetime Power, he's working on making sure that the kids are treated like the kids at the other schools and the fan base. Trying to let the fan base know, hey, it's still the game. You can still love the game. And we can win. Mm-hmm. And it's not about me. It's about the kids. You know, it's about us. I mean, I'm prime time, but the spotlight's not on me. It's on these kids.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think he can build a team unless the players are there and the players with the talent don't seem to want to go to these smaller schools. And people are saying, well, can you blame them? You know, they want to go to the NFL and this and that and the other. So their chances are better and to getting into the NFL if they go to a high-profile school. So now you don't hear anything about education, which colleges.
Well, oh my God! And that's another thing too. Well, that's one of my besties named Jermaine. He mentioned that to me last week when I was talking about Coach Prime, asking him his thoughts. Being a product of Jackson State himself too, he was like, "Well, Coach Prime needs to." You know, also talk more about the education and the other departments and also the other sports that are in the sports department. Right.
Yeah.
Been a double
player
himself. He played baseball too.
Yeah, but the main thing
academia.
Education. Yeah, because your athletic career can last only so long. And I just cringe when I hear a lot of athletes try to talk. They're so inarticulate, and then their diction and their elocution are so bad. Because you hear a sentence that's mainly filled with, you know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
So my question is, how in the world did you even make it to college? How did you get out of high school? Because you can't talk. So I think they should concentrate a little bit more on education and then on athletics. Now, I guess if you are a star performer out there and your chances of going professional are really good, well, I guess education could be second fiddle to you. But for those who are not going to go professional, you need to get an education in something. You know, you could be a sportscaster, but you've got to learn how to talk.
Right. Or agent or something. But you're right, because there are many friends I've had, and I'm sure you had too, that thought they would go pro at least to a level of college celebrity and success, and they injure a leg, injure a knee, break a back,
so that
and
injury,
their career.
Yeah.
And their
yeah,
career is over.
No matter how good you are, if you get that dreaded injury, it's curtains. So, yeah, you got to have something to fall back on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, cousin, it's almost news time. I've enjoyed our chat as usual.
Right.
Are you available next Sunday, do you know?
So, yes, it's almost time for our news to come on. And I thank you for spending this time to discuss so many hot topics. And we didn't get in depth with travel. We talked about the airport because I sure would love to know your stance about traveling now because so many people are back traveling.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of the countries that are looking to open the borders back up and they want travel to come back, but I'm just not ready to do any kind of international
travel. The UK recently opened their borders and said that we can come and not have to. I think the UK just recently opened their borders to us, the Americans. I think we can come on.
Well, I'll still wait. I don't want to go through going somewhere and getting stuck over there and trying to come back home like some of the people last year on the cruise ships. So I will wait until we know the world is safe. But anyway, cousin,
the cruise ship isn't.
Some of them.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get on off the phone.
Yes. It is time for us to start concluding. So you have been enjoying your new gig?
No, I quit it.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to quit it. I couldn't learn it. It was too difficult for me. The training was not up to what I expected. I had never trained remotely before. The trainer was in Nevada, and I'm here I was in Irving, and I just wasn't picking it up. So I stayed there 3 weeks, and I was like, this is too stressful for me, so I got to go. So I quit last week.
Right. I see what you're saying. And
huh?
I've been, I see what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Wow. Yeah, I know you mentioned that to me, but I didn't know how seriously you meant that too. But the trainer in Nevada and you were in Irving, they know they should have had some on hands.
Exactly. And, you know, if you sit beside somebody, you can't hear what they're doing. You can't see what's going on. And a lot of stuff that they do on the floor, I didn't get in training. And so I just went ahead and left. My manager didn't want me to leave, but I told him I just didn't feel comfortable.
Right, I feel you.
I don't want to be on the phone. Yeah, I don't want to be on the phone talking to somebody, and I don't know what I'm talking about. And he was like, I'm willing to work with you, you know, out here. But no, this is too stressful for me.
Aspects of training. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
so
I know
I,
you. Exactly. And then, like you mentioned, not up to par, too.
Yeah. So I just went ahead and quit.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm looking for something else now. So
that's decided right there.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, cousin,
right.
I will holler next week.
Wow. Well, this week is my birthday week. I know I hear from you on my birthday, and also you'll be hearing from me, you know, in direct messages or text messages. Might surprise and call you. You might surprise and call me.
I might, yeah, because I'm looking
at
the calendar.
Right, and I hope to see you soon, because look. And I hope to see you soon, because I'm missing me some Big D.
Well, come on over.
Right. This COVID is something. It better calm down.
Yeah, well, you can come on over. Just wear your mask. That's all.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll talk
you.
To you later. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. So much, and thank you, listeners all around the world. Thank you, Cousin Linda.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on a few more minutes and share email addresses and talk about what we probably will talk about next Sunday.
Okie dokie. Well, bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Kisses. Yes, you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Must send shout out to my guy, my love, Terry Keys and his family. They've been celebrating down in Simpson County. I'm in Hinds County, of course. I love it down there in Simpson County. Beautiful down there, beautiful country, but also growing very fast. Those of you that have been on the southern part of Mississippi. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Email kultreshokant_beth@yahoo.com. kultreshokant_beth@yahoo.com. Big shout out to Michael Walker, and all the other musicians and artists who have been sending me awesome music. Definitely be adding new. You all know I love it. Get the show back to the standard where we are playing so much awesome music, new music by up and coming and also established artists. So the artists that I have been networking with, big shout out to Tony Yoguap and his Mrs., also in Aurora. Congratulations to their family. And also the new video that he just premiered on yesterday entitled Wifey, pretty neat song. Drip World in Aurora, Colorado. Check them out on social media and YouTube and on Facebook. And beautiful, beautiful song about his wife. I need to go ahead and with the song I wrote about Terry 2 years ago, Lay Next to You. But awesome song. Again, thank you so much for your support. Been on the air since March 21st, 2011. Financially support, send any love in money form to Cash App, Beth Be True Culture Shock, or Mrs. Beth Be True. No, I mean Miss Beth Be True, Ms. Beth Be True. Also at Cash at PayPal, Beth Williams, BETHWMS Entrepreneur. Thank you for effectively networking with us throughout social media, on YouTube, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I am Bethany C. Williams, entrepreneur. Just love LinkedIn. I'm on Snapchat. Terry and I are on Instagram and Facebook, and also Avon Group. A big shout out to my Avon coaches, Miller Gross and Carlos Garcia of Napa, Florida, and the entire Avon community. Cousin Linda talked about me being born. Remember when I was born? I literally have loved Avon since I was born. My mother always slathered me in Avon. We always had Avon in our household. First time I started selling Avon, I was a preteen. Loved selling Avon to my classmates, their parents, and teachers. Yes, no joke. Because I started being an entrepreneur when I was like 7, 8 years old. So big shout out to Tony and Tina. Looking forward to seeing them this week. Get my tresses done. And also their fam. I love them. And congratulations to them on their success of being in the business, the hair business and beauty business for more than 30 years. Congrats to them. Big shout out to the Massage Envy family. And just everybody, all of us that's trying to strive and survive and just and stay alive. You hear that? You hear that rhyming? Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. The entrepreneurs, those that are company, those that have gotten new gifts or taking that chance of starting their own business or realizing that hobby is really a business. I've transformed into a business because what you've been doing as a hobby, people have been wanting to pay product or that service that you do. So, you know, recognize, my late mother and I used to talk about things like that, and mom always was mentioned to me the things that you love to do and your God-gifted talents are your bread and butter also. You know, what's the old saying? You do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's what many of us, you know, need to recognize. And that's what many people, at the beginning of the pandemic, I noticed that many people noticed that too, especially those that like to bake cakes or do certain things. And then when they found out they didn't have a job anymore, they couldn't stay on the job any longer, they realized that their hobbies or things that they did, side hustles, turned out to be their primary stream of income. Definitely in the near future, we're going to talk about, because I have talked to people that have multiple streams of income, We're going to interview more of those people. More of those people are going to come onto the show. Are people that have stepped out and obeyed God on their calling, on their life, and decided to travel, or decided to be a missionary, or, you know, just decided to, hey, take a chance. Life is short. Let me do this. So definitely would love for you all to resume calling in. And the number is 516-595-8255. Write it down, put it in your phone so you have it on hand. And also create your profile for the Blog Talk Radio community. Also, I'm on Springer. I'm going to resume the Springer shows real soon. Also, those of you that enjoy the Springer broadcast. And my blogging, Tumblr. You can find me on Tumblr also on the blog site. I pretty much post, but I will resume writing some pretty cool blogs on there too. But thank you all again for your love and for your support. It's been a blast. Possibility will air a Motivating Monday episode tomorrow and a Winning Wednesday on Wednesday. Sean Alexander Hamilton, who guest co-host for me last year from like August to wintertime, big shout out to him. He will be returning as a guest or co-host and talk with us and share with us his most recent projects. He have written a children series, and he would like to share information not only about his books for adults, but also his children series, his books on children. So, for children, I believe his kids helped him author of this series also. And also, looking forward to Belinda Macy and many guests that have been on the show to return. I know I haven't spoken to Denise Lewis. You all remember Denise Lewis, the opera singer? She was on, oh my God, beautiful voice. She has some amazing things to tell you all, not just about music, but things that she has. So it's just amazing. So I definitely be following up with many of the guest co-hosts and guests and artists and business people and callers, longtime supporters of the show, to return as we prepare for the end of 21 and the beginning of 22. And a big shout out to Kenny Stokes, Councilman Kenny Stokes. I wanted to mention when Cousin Linda and I was on air that one reason I was tardy, I was watching the press conference of the Honorable Kenny Stokes and the family of the Honorable Sheriff, late Sheriff Lee Vance family. They were renaming Hinds County, the Jackson Police Department. They were adding Chief Sheriff Lee Dan Vance to the Jackson Police